latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Wednesday's Newcastle United headlines, and Rafa Benitez has no intention of quitting the club for West Ham, according to the Daily Mail, but he still respects the East London club for how they handled his 11th hour defection to Real Madrid 2 years ago. Well, of course, were the Magpies to fail in their bid for promotion back to the Premier League, it could become a strong chance that Benitez would be receptive to an approach from West Ham. He'd actually agreed to join them in the summer of 2015 before the call from Real Madrid. As for now, though, the Spaniard is pressing ahead with his transfer plans for the Magpies and wants to hit the ground running should he get the side back up at the first attempt. Benitez, though, wasn't happy when the club failed to re-sign winger Andros Townsend from Crystal Palace in January, and he made it fairly clear he wanted guarantees over budget and control come the close season. Well, owner Mike Ashley, according to the Daily Mail, has sounded out senior figures at the club in a bid to ensure there's no breakdown in the relationship with the Spanish boss, whose mood has calmed following the reported January fury. And there's a feeling within St James's Park that all's well at the moment, with recent transfer meetings having been quite productive. Reports of West Ham lining up Benitez as a replacement for Slaven Bilic have not caused concern in the corridors of power at Newcastle. One stumbling block which remains, though, is the role of Chief Scout Graham Carr, as Benitez would prefer to work without his presence. That's the latest from the Daily Mail regarding Rafael Benitez. One previous target of the Magpies looks to have ended all talk of a move to the northeast, and that is Alan Judge, the Republic of Ireland midfielder who suffered a bad knee injury last year, has now put pen to paper on a new contract with Brentford, and he feels like he owes them something after spending so long out on the sidelines.